consumer disease. Oh yeah, poison in the sea, destroying the forest. We have forgotten that we need them both to breathe, to breathe. The oceans are the lungs, the lungs of the earth, choking on fragments, fragments of plastic, outnumbering plankton. The time is now, the time has come.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope. If you talk,
they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So, talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here, and the walls are closing in. I struck my last match. Let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope. It was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time familiar, deep dark cavern. Keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below. I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. Last I see the light. Thank you.
to search anywhere. Happiness is here. Have your share.
I can see La Frontera from where I stand in line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land hidden line at El Comador. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I prayed to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comador. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comador. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comador. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now Coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El Comador. Arrived here so hungry just 3 days ago in line at El Comador. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comador. Sister Cecilia, us in, she leads us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again and light it up. Small as I am, it lighted El Comedor. She draws out the trail on the palm of my hand, it lighted El Comedor. She says the new moon would help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me, it lighted El Comedor. I can see La Frontera from where I stand, headlined El Just over that wall is the promised land in lighted El
Comedor. Without thinking, I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. Et la chambre sur l'oignon, it's what we do, and for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear, we Huguenots came here, seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, and when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power, not a moment left to lose. In France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. We hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. It's all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too, and it's easy to decide with the gospel as your guide. To our history and our faith we must be true. In la chambre solennelle is what we do.
Show me what you're made of. Tell me that we tried it all and came to this retreat. Say, love, maybe what we gave up wasn't ours to spin around and wasn't ours to keep. But every time you say my name and lose my bearings, and I wouldn't dare to ask. Sometimes bargains turn to hard lines, words go off like landmines and tear the earth apart. So we paid up, bet the rest to break us. Oh, what a way to wake up, reeling from the start. Every time I see your face, I lose my bearings, and I wouldn't dare to ask. So tell it's all too late. I won't come back. No, I won't come back.
Thank you. So much. How about Mark Letiri on the guitar? That's Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin over there on the keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. And welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. In tonight's program, we are going to listen to an award-winning wizard of the mandolin and an authority in the art of playing choro. His name is Danilo Brito. The choro music of Brazil was born in the late 19th century in Rio and somehow is the child of the same cultural parents as jazz and the blues in the US. European forms melded with African ideas to produce a family of fresh new forms throughout the New World, and among that was the choro. The literal translation of the word is to cry, but often the music is bright instead of sad. It is marked by syncopation, counterpoint, improvisation, and virtuosity. The knowledge of choro music is passed orally from generation to generation. Now, Danilo Brito, before he reached the age of 10, he was already thoroughly engaged in this oral tradition. He attended rodas de choro, literally a circle of instrumentalists who meet informally to play choro, but whose expectations for performance adhere to the highest standards. At such gatherings in legendary music places in São Paulo, the young Danilo Brito built his own experience. At the age of 19, in 2004, he put his knowledge to test on Brazil's biggest national stage, the competition for the Prêmio Visa de Música Popular Brasileira Award. From hundreds of musicians who were judged in multiple rounds of live performance, an expert jury chose him as the winner, thrusting him to the forefront of Brazilian music. Let us listen to a few tracks from Danilo Brito's 2004 album called Perambulando. This first piece is called Sussuarana and brings along the great accordion player Toninho Ferragucci. Thank you.
just heard Evocação with the mandolin player Danilo Brito. His repertoire spans more than a century, from the birth of Brazil's first national music to the nation's major composers and forward to new compositions that expand the literature. His ability as a composer fuels his skill as an interpreter. He understands a composer's intention and brings its essence forward with clarity that at times exceeds the original. His virtuosity and musical wisdom was earned in decades of playing with Brazil's greatest choro musicians. Though he was born with the talent of a prodigy, many years of participation in rodas de choro, the gatherings of musicians who play choro repertoire, taught him the literature and performance practices of one of the most challenging and beautiful musical genres. Thank you.